Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's begin this meditation, brothers and sisters, of peace in a locked room, like letting Jesus enter our fears and scars, right? And as always, let's begin with our acts of faith and hope and love that helps us come into God's presence. So let's do that. Lord, we believe in your mercy. Believe that you seek us always, even when we hide. You have power to even break the walls that we ourselves put up. And we hope in your wounds. We hope in your power that can heal us and heal our wounds. And we love you, you who breathe peace and spirit into our fears. So we pray, Lord, open the locked doors of our hearts today in this time of prayer. And we'll read now the Gospel of John 20, 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands, his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained." And Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails of his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. First thing that strikes me is that peace that enters locked rooms, right? The disciples are locked in, are afraid. Does that sound familiar, right? Our anxieties over work or family or health or other obstacles. And Jesus doesn't knock, he enters, he comes in, he says, "Peace," right? So what speaks to me is invite him into your locked places, what stresses you, where your grudges lie, where your worries have power, right? His peace isn't absence of problems, it's presence that comes and calms our hearts, right? Open one of those locked doors today in your prayer. Like, just let Jesus come in and speak to you his truth over that. Second point is mercy. That even uses our scars. Jesus shows his wounds. He's not hiding them, right? And sometimes we want to hide our past hurts, our failures, our regrets. They don't disqualify us. They actually become signs of his healing, evidence of his power. So bring your scars to him, right? He'll transform them into a proof of his mercy. In relationship with God, right? Vulnerability leads to deeper trust, deeper intimacy, deeper conviction of his power. A third point is that faith that moves from like doubt to a real profession of faith, my Lord and my God, right? Thomas is honest with his doubt. And it's true, sometimes we are skeptics, sometimes we have lack of faith. So bring those questions to Jesus, right? You can encounter Jesus in your doubts. Don't suppress them, but bring them to prayer. Let Jesus and scripture and what the church teaches give answers, right? Be honest in your seeking. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, right? I need you to answer these questions, right? Come in, step into these doubts, these moments of confusion and touch and reveal yourself, right? So as you pray through these things, as you allow the Lord to speak, I invite you to formulate a resolution at the end. Maybe let Jesus into some locked room of your heart. Let him speak to you there, reveal himself to you there. Or perhaps there's a wound or a scar of your past that you think, this is too much for Jesus to actually address or heal or work through. And let him come into that and really work to heal you. And then finally, maybe you just want to let the Lord into another area that you've had difficulty speaking to him about and let him speak to you there. So make that resolution and then close your time of meditation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.